When can the results of a Pearson's correlation analysis be used to test each of the major types of research hypotheses? You should notice that these two questions appear for each of the three families of statistics: ANOVA, correlation, and chi-square. Okay? As far as we're concerned, the statistics are interchangeable and driven by the variables that we're working with. But the process is the same. And what I want you to do is to capture the process. That's what's most important. There are three major types of research hypotheses: attributive, associative, and causal. A correlation can never be used to test an attributive hypothesis because an attributive hypothesis is a univariate hypothesis. Correlation is a bivariate statistic. It asks about the linear relationship between two variables. Attributive hypotheses are about measurement, not about statistical relationship. A correlation can always be used to test an associative hypothesis, no matter what sort of design you have. An associative hypothesis is supported by a reliable statistical relationship. Doesn't matter what kind of design you have. Anytime you want to know if two variables are related and they're quantitative, whoop out that Pearson's correlation and test that associative hypothesis. A correlation can be used to test a causal research hypothesis anytime you've got a true experiment highlighted by random assignment to conditions and manipulation of the independent variable and no identifiable confounds. So you got to remember, there's the two things that define a true experiment: random assignment of individuals, manipulation of the IV. Then there's the second question of whether or not there are any confounds. There's two issues there. One is randomization doesn't always work. Second of all, you have the whole procedural ongoing equivalence thing to take care of. It is entirely possible to have a quantitative variable to which you have randomly assigned and manipulated participants, analyze the data with a correlation, and give it a causal interpretation. We tend not to. Most of the time, we manipulate categorical variables, and we measure quantitative variables. But there's nothing that prevents having an independent variable that has multiple different quantities, each of which is manipulated and randomly assigned.